Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage here on WEOL as we turn things over back to the hotline and welcome in pitcher Cody Morris. Cody, thank you very much for joining us here as you were another guy on this roster, you know, a traditional starter throughout the minor league levels. You get to the big league club, that role kind of changes and morphs and you come out of the bullpen. How was that experience for you? Is that something you enjoyed and is that kind of where you see yourself with this club moving forward?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. But yeah, it was a process. I've been a starter all the way up through the minor leagues, all the way through college, really my whole life. So transitioning in the big leagues, especially not being up there for long, it was a learning curve. But we've got some veteran guys down there, and Brian Sweeney that really helped me learn how it's done down there and do things the right way. But I personally really enjoyed it, and you know, it was so much fun coming out of the bullpen in the playoffs. That was, like, just so awesome.
And I talked with Eli Morgan already earlier this afternoon, and he kind of talked about the fun and the camaraderie that can go on out there in the bullpen with the guys. Does it add kind of an extra sense of enjoyment, kind of, you know, taking in the game with your guys, obviously, when you get called upon to get loose and everything, business calls. But I imagine that is kind of fun out there, just kind of getting to hang out, watch the game, and take things in with the rest of the pen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got great guys out there. They keep it light, but everyone knows, you know, to stay locked in and everything. But we had so much fun, you know, and obviously I was only out there for not too long, but it was so fun to see how everything was done down there and just, you know, and joke around with the guys and have fun while we're playing. Like, that just adds to it and just makes it that much more enjoyable.
And like you said, you weren't there all that long last season, but don't sell yourself too short as you ended up making the postseason roster. What was that like, and what kind of honor did you take in that, knowing that, you know, you were somebody that, you know, Tito and the organization trusted in the most high-level moments?
Yeah, it was definitely an honor to make the postseason roster. But again, I mean, really, to be honest, I expected to make the roster. I always expect the best for myself and everything. So that was a goal for me. I was very honored to be named on it, and really an honor to be able to actually pitch in a game. That meant a lot, and it was just so fun.
Well, and then you threw two scoreless frames against the Yankees with three strikeouts, only the dream of you know, every little leaguer everywhere, pretty much. What was that like, you know, getting those three punch-outs, actually getting the pitch in the playoffs, like you said, not just being on the roster, but actually getting to take the bump in a high-leverage moment like that?
You know, it was really satisfying. I grew up an Orioles fan out of Baltimore, and so, you know, I don't want to talk bad on any organization or anything, but, you know, growing up, I wasn't a fan of the Yankees, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to watch the Yankees beat my Orioles a lot back in the day, and you know, kind of taking a little bit back to them, it felt good, and it felt really good, obviously, to do in the playoffs. And again, it was just so fun. I just had a blast.
I've asked some of the other bullpen guys this already, and I'll ask the same here for you. What kind of are the expectations or maybe the ceiling for this bullpen here in 2023? Obviously, you guys were lights out as a unit in 2022, amongst the best in baseball, as you guys graded out at the end of the season. How do you get back to that level as a collective group this season?
Yeah, I think the expectations are high. Obviously, we've got arguably, and in my opinion, the best closer in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got just like a really solid core of guys. Really everyone we got down there is solid, and they're there for a reason. So I think expectations are high. I know everyone's worked really hard this off season, and I'm sure that we're going to continue our shutdown ways.
Was preparation for this season, and obviously it continues here through spring as we're not quite at the regular season yet, but did preparation for this season change at all for you, just in terms of knowing, you know, you got big league moments last year, you're, you know, a solidified part of that bullpen now? Does the approach change at all for you, kind of knowing that, or is it still kind of the same old mentality for you that you've always had?
No, it didn't change. Business is business. You know, I just kind of try and take it one day at a time, and yeah, I mean, just working hard and doing the right things and doing what you got to do. It didn't change because I was in the big leagues or not. Really just comes down to taking care of yourself and getting yourself ready.
There you go. Well, Cody, we appreciate the time. And last one I have here for you. If you could maybe pick out one thing in particular, if there is one for you, that you're really trying to, you know, focus on, improve on throughout the spring, again, as you get ready for the 2023 campaign.
Really just health, being healthy, staying healthy. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, for me, that's my biggest focus.
There you go. And that's certainly not a bad focus to have, as the healthier teams are usually the better ones come October. So, Cody, again, thank you very much for the time, and I very much appreciate it. Best of luck to you here in 2023. Excited to see how your career continues to grow here in Cleveland, and looking forward to seeing you on the mound there at Progressive Field here soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.